Revolution is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the Ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. That's the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forcibly.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
Of Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. ECZ extends a voter registration exercise for 15 days. President Hichilema's talks with Israeli leader signal new dawn for agriculture. In foreign news, Syria to join US-led coalition to defeat IS group. And in sports, Zambia and Brazil share spoils in under-17 World Cup clash. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has announced an extension of the voter registration exercise for 15 days until the 26th of November 2025. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka, ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zanumasi says this is in order to allow eligible voters to register as voters ahead of the 2026 general elections. Ms. Zanumasi says the extension also allows eligible voters that were not captured to update or register as voters following wider consultations with stakeholders. She says members of the public must take advantage of this window and register in order for them to exercise their constitutional right to vote, adding that the commission will continue to give updates. Ms. Zalumesi has also emphasized the need for continued sensitization, as there will be no further extension due to a tight electoral calendar.
Following a comprehensive review of these findings, the Commission is satisfied that the obtaining circumstances warrant an extension of the registration period. Having taken into account the field reports, the observed progress, and the remaining number of unregistered eligible citizens, the Commission has decided to extend the voter registration by a period of 15 days. This means that extension will commence tomorrow, Wednesday, 12th of November 2025, and will run until Wednesday, 26th of November 2025.
Now, Infratel has officially launched its 2025 brand campaign under the theme Reinvent Business, unveiling a bold vision that challenges organizations to reimagine how they operate, innovate and compete in today's rapidly evolving digital landscape. Speaking during the launch, Infratel Chief Executive Officer Evans Silavwe has highlighted that businesses are now operating in an era defined by constant technological change driven by advances in artificial intelligence, automation, data analytics and cloud computing. He says the technologies once seen as futuristic now define the competitive edge of successful enterprises. Mr. Silavwe says Infratel is leading businesses in an era where technology is advancing faster than any period in history, reshaping industries, redefining competition and rewriting customer expectations. He, however, says that reflecting on last year's brand theme, Move, Infratel noted that the 2024 campaign inspired many organizations to accelerate digital adoption, entities migrated workloads to the cloud, banks expanded digital service channels, government agencies automated citizen-facing services, and MSMEs embraced online business tools. While that campaign achieved its purpose, Infratel emphasized that the movement is no longer enough as the world has now entered a phase of acceleration.
Technology is advancing faster than any period in history, reshaping industries, redefining competition, and rewriting customer expectations. I was talking earlier with the CEO of Liberty Telecom that I'm tempted to share some of our key products and services we are going to be launching to the market in the next few months, but I know that you can cut corners because technology is moving so fast. Artificial intelligence, automation, data analytics, and cloud technologies are no longer the future. They are today's competitive edge.
The Zambian Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, has strongly condemned the recent stoning incident targeting the president in Chingola and that such acts of violence are unacceptable and undermine national peace and stability. ZEHEST Executive Director, Founder and Visionary Leader Clarence Monde Muziamba says respecting the office of the president is a symbol of national unity. He has advocated for a peaceful dialogue and engagement to address grievances. Now, Mr. Muziamba has urged all citizens to refrain from violence and promote a culture of respect and peaceful resolution of issues. Now, still in local news, the Lusaka City Council LCC has announced that the Ibex Road Rehabilitation Project is making significant progress in the 3.4-kilometer road is one of the key roads that have benefited from the 40.1-kilometer urban road rehabilitation project in Lusaka, financed by the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says this project aims to improve road infrastructure and enhance the quality of life for residents. The works are being supervised by the LCC's Department of Engineering and Infrastructure Development. The department is working tirelessly to ensure that the works are completed to the highest standards. The rehabilitation of Ibex Road in Lusaka is a key component. I'll read that again. The rehabilitation of Ibex Road is a key component of the LCC's infrastructure development plan. The project involves resurfacing the road, installing new drainage systems, and improving road safety features. These improvements will significantly enhance the overall condition of the road, making it safer and more durable for users. The council is committed to providing a well-maintained and efficient road network that supports the city's economic growth and development. The LCC says it would like to assure the public that they are working diligently to complete the road rehabilitation project on time and that they are committed to minimizing disruptions and ensuring that the project is completed with minimal impact on the community.